Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You, Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller, and my co-host is Otto Lose and Christina Liu, who is the radio show producer. And of course, we are talking with Supervisor Judy Bosworth as we ring in year number 10 of Project Independence in You. And we were doing a little reminiscing about how many times you've been on the show. It sounds like SNL, you know, Saturday Night Live, that we talked about.
That's right.
How many times have you been on the show, you know?
Me and Steve Alex Martin. Bull,
what's that? It's the comparison. We do like to compare ourselves to Saturday Night Live sometimes, not all the time. We do have serious matters, you know, on at hand. But, you know, so many things that, you know, we think about when we look back over the 10 years and the things that, you know, were, I don't want to say important 10 years ago, but how a lot of that has changed, you know, even coming through some of these major events. I always remember, Judy, when you first came in, it was like snowstorm after snowstorm after. It was the craziest winter we had in so many years. So
we had 17,
you know, what do you think about that?
Yeah, what? We had 17 snowstorms that year. It got to the point where it wasn't just that we were having a major snowstorm every week. It morphed into we were having two major snowstorms every week. And so how ironic that, you know, I came in to snowstorms and blizzards and I'm going out with the pandemic. So I don't know, this like some kind of life cycle there. And I'm not making light of the pandemic. It's really,
of course not, right,
been right. So terribly challenging. And what I'm proud of is the way that our town, that all of you at Project Independence have dealt with the challenges of the pandemic. And just as we think we see the light at the end of the tunnel, there's another variant. I mean, now we're dealing with the Delta variant that's so very contagious. So we have to keep shifting what we're doing. I remember, we were so excited this summer that we were able to resume Funday Mondays. Unfortunately, because of weather, rain and heat, out of the four that were scheduled, we only had two. So that was disappointing. But at the beginning of the summer, I remember going to Funday Monday. And at that point, there were, I think the positivity rate in North Hempstead was below 1%. And so we were there and no one was wearing masks. We were outdoors and we were all perfectly comfortable. When I was anticipating going to the last one in August that unfortunately was canceled, I was going to be there with a mask on. So it's a constantly evolving situation, and we're trying as best as we can to do that. I can't stress enough about how important it is for everyone to be vaccinated. The only way we're going to get through this is by getting vaccinated, by making sure that we still maintain social distance. If we're inside, we need to be masked. We had gone away from that, but we're back there again. I mean, the government now has okayed those 65 and older who took the Pfizer shot to get a booster. And I think they're anticipating that, Moderna and Johnson & Johnson will be, coming down the pike pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And we have to take that seriously, too, because at a certain point, especially for people who are older, that certainly doesn't include some of us, but Otto, it includes the others of us.
It includes me.
Yeah, me too. So we have to, make sure that we listen to what the science is telling us and that we follow it. And it protects not only ourselves, but it protects all our loved ones and right. The people that we're, coming in contact with.
There are so many horror stories that I have heard, and I'm not going to go into detail about any of them, but where people don't get the shot and then they end up in the hospital. In one case, a nephew of my wife had both sets of parents, step-parents, whatever, in the hospital, four people, Tennessee and Florida. None of them had the shot. Two of the four didn't make it, and the other two have some problems. So, and they didn't get the shot. And, you know, I know all about why people don't want to do it in a lot of cases, and I respect that. But there's so much evidence that shows that the people who have the problems nowadays, particularly like 90% or whatever the number, are people who did who weren't vaccinated. So, yeah, you have a right to choose, no question about it. But with that right goes the fact that you should understand you're taking a big gamble. You know, the odds are against you if you don't get the shot. And, you know.
So, I mean.
It's true. And, you know, the other thing is that, unfortunately, what we're seeing now also is what they, you know, calling breakthrough cases. So that even if you have been vaccinated, there are people who are coming down with COVID. Now they're not getting it as seriously. This is not as, you know, people saying, oh, then why should I get the vaccine? Well, you should get the vaccine because in all likelihood, you're not going to wind up needing oxygen. You're not going to wind up in the hospital and you're not going to die. All good motivating factors to make sure that you're vaccinated. And but that even if you are vaccinated, to still follow the COVID suggested protocols, wearing a mask, washing your hands, social distancing, you know, all those things, unfortunately, are really coming right back. I thought we were past that, but we're not.
I mean, a lot of that stuff is just good under like any circumstance, you know, being careful, being mindful, washing hands, you know, there's the flu. There's so many things around that, you know, it's really just taking care of yourself and protecting your loved ones. So, you know, I do think Supervisor Towne did an excellent job and we have learned so much. I mean, even what we were talking about a little before, how we reached people on North Hempstead Television, and that came up because of, you know, staying indoors and trying to provide all of our programs, Project Independence, and on a lot of the town programs as well, and just keep it going. So, you know, we did get some things that, you know, we learned a lot and how to stay connected. I mean, we're going to continue, you know, with all the programs on North Hempstead Television indefinitely, right? I mean, you know, if they're reaching people, especially isolated people, then it's a really good thing. So we did really learn a lot from it. And, you know, hopefully with all the precautions and all the information the town, the county, everybody provides, you know, we'll move on and things, you know, things will get back to normal if it's a new normal, but some kind of normal. So, I mean, I'm grateful to you and the team of North Hempstead for all they've done, we've done for our community. So, you know, so we were kind of talking a little bit about the weather when you came in. And it was funny because, you know, you were talking about snow. What I was going to say, too, because I remember it was like almost comical because every meeting you were on Channel 12 constantly. I'm like, oh, another when we saw you, unfortunately, that first, you know, winter, we knew it was going to snow. So, you know, now it's the rain. So
I was going to say, you know, talk about boots on the ground. I mean, I thought I was just in snow boots for that whole
Judy, first maybe time, that's but what you can do in retirement. You could do like a whole like weather gear kind of fashion. Yeah.
There you
How
go.
To get the troops in line to, you know, shovel highways, this. It was so unbelievable. I mean, we were constantly canceling programs and getting on the phone. And, you know, it was at a point where we're like, look, call 311. It's going to snow. See if your program's still up. Because it was so, you know, it was so crazy. And now we've got all this rain. So yes. I don't know. You know, maybe it's like, you know, there's some kind of weather event related to milestones in your life.
Well, I will tell you, and I'm sharing this with you.
No one's listening. Go ahead.
A typical Bosworth vacation absolutely is rain. People will call us to say, where are you going and when will you be there? so that they know that's not the place to go. So I have to say, I do take full credit for this. But I'm glad that you brought up the rain because, you know, we are suffering from, you know, I'm getting tired of hearing the word unprecedented, right? Because we are experiencing so many unprecedented events. And I think about, you know, this latest tropical storm, Ida, that we did get unprecedented flooding. You know, with Superstorm Sandy, it wasn't really that much a rain event in North Hempstead. It was more a wind event, so that trees right. were just toppling down all over the place. And I wasn't supervisor then, but I was a Nassau County legislator, and we were just watching in just horror as one, you know, tree came down after another, pulling down power lines. And so we lost power and it stayed out for weeks and weeks. Mm-hmm. Now we're dealing with something else. And that was the flooding from Tropical Storm Ida. And there was so much damage. You saw pictures of people having basements with, you know, feet of water in it. And the areas really in North Hempstead that were most affected were New Hyde Park, Great Neck, Port Washington. And not to say that other area, you know, Manhasset was affected, and not to say other areas weren't, but these were the areas that were really just devastated. You saw pictures at train stations of water just cascading over walls, you know, flooding the tracks. And we heard from people who, mudslides. And so one thing that I'm very proud of is that the town board and I did send a letter to FEMA earlier this month advocating that they add Nassau County, and then of course that would include North Hempstead, to their federal disaster declaration, because originally we were not part of that federal disaster declaration. So that in fact happened, and so one of the positive things that came out of this is although people found that their insurance was not covering these flood damages, you know, and again, it goes back to, I'm not putting down insurance companies, but it just seemed that everyone's insured except for when something happens and you're not insured for the one thing, mm-hmm. you know, right. that you need it True. For, yeah. right? So what FEMA has done, and this is great, is they opened a headquarters actually at Michael J. Pulley Park in New Hyde Park to make the process of applying for FEMA assistance for residents. This isn't now just government. You always hear about governments getting FEMA assistance. This is FEMA assistance for you, for me, for your neighbor, for anybody who has sustained damage because of the flooding. So if you are in need of I am reading it because I want to make sure I get it. I see Dan's getting giving us a little sign. So maybe I can continue after
the break. Yeah, after break, we'll have you read that statement. We do have to take a quick break. We'll continue with Supervisor Judy Bosworth celebrating Project Independence and U 10-year anniversary on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We will be right back.